Oh, dear God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we just say, haste the day. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, quicken us to quicken your coming. Thank you, God, for the wondrous truth that we're looking for you. Oh, God, our faith is going to be sight in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And Lord God, thank you in that comfort of your wondrous love that it is well. Every life here today that is in Christ, it is well. Oh, it is so well. Hallelujah. Oh, it's all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ well. And I thank you, Lord, that it is yea and amen with you. Lord, that you cannot lie. God, you're a Lord that is full of everlasting promise. And Lord, it's for us in your Son. Now, God, we're supping with you already. It's so marvelous and wonderful. Your Holy Spirit is come. And we're thankful that that day that it was poured out among flesh, Lord Jesus, that it was upon us. And God, we can worship you as the true worshiper. In spirit and in truth. And we can love you with the fullness of God and the love of God. Thank you, Lord. We're beyond awe today as we stand in your presence. Lord, bring us what you will. Feed us what you will. Help us just to get out of the way and let us magnify the wondrous Son of God. Our wondrous and in his name, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Acts, chapter 2. And we'll let him roll on. Praise God. But in Acts chapter 2, we'll begin reading from the first verse, and it says there, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come." Tell you, I'm glad I'm living today. How about you? "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come." And I'm so thankful. I am a holy roller. I am a Holy Ghost beyond trillionaire. Because when the day of Pentecost was fully come, I believed. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house. See, it fills all the house, doesn't it? My goodness, we best be in it. It's here. Where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And how I praise God today, brothers and sisters, for that moment that would come. So much prophecy and so much promise fulfilled, as you know the story in that upper room, praise God. Pouring out His Spirit upon us. Power to heal. Power to praise God. Power to really worship. Power to live by the power of His might. Power to be led into all truth. Power to be led into all truth. Not some, not a part. Oh my goodness. But into the Holy of Holies we come boldly for the full counsel of God. But today it brought with it as well something so sweet and special. It brought in a whole new language. It did. Brought in a whole new language. A language of cloven tongues. A language of the tongues of men and angels. And as a brother said to me some time ago, he said it brought in the language of love. And man, he was so right. The language of love. You're going to have to pray for me to get through this, baby. I'll tell you. It's been a mighty wonderful week in the language of love with Him. Now there's a popular book out there. It shares a title. It talks about the language of love, and it has some very good Christian encouragement in it about how husbands and how wives should love one another. And the main theme comes from Ephesians 5. And in Ephesians 5 you find there it says, husbands, love your wives. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. You talk about a benchmark. I see a lot of sisters' heads. Oh, yes. And you know why you're saying, oh, yes? Because God made you that way, sisters. You just want to be loved. You need to be loved. And it's a precious, precious privilege for a man to love a woman. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. But it didn't stop there, did it? Oh, no. Knew exactly what the man needed as well, too. And it says there, respect. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. So wonderful. Reverence. Let me tell you something about men. They need reverence. They need to be respected. They do. They need to be honored as the head of the home. It works both ways. So much truth in that. But brothers and sisters, we're going on to the pinnacle of the meaning in that wondrous Ephesians 5. He's talking there about Christ the bridegroom and His love for His soon-to-be bride. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? He's taken it to a whole nother level here. The love relationship between Jesus Christ and His bride. And yes, undoubtedly, without exception, brothers and sisters, He tells her, He says, you know what, honey? I love you only. I love you solely. I love you forever. And you know what, people? We got to get with it. Because if we'll just realize that and be grateful for it and have great gratitude, the lightning hits. The Holy Spirit comes in. And I'm going to tell you something. She begins willingly and joyfully right now, to submit, to surrender. Lord, Thy will be done. Lord, whatever it takes in this life, Thy will be done. This is Your house. Where do You want to take it? What do You want to do with it? I want to be pliable. My goals and aspirations, Jesus Christ, are in You. You have the vision for my life. Lord, help me to see that. Help me to get out of the way. And allow the way to make me His glory. Huh? Oh, amen. We're going on, I'm telling you. Praise God. Let us just lay hold of what He has today. Now, I hope, brothers and sisters, we'd understand that this work could only be done by one and only one thing, and that's by the Holy Spirit. Please know it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2:10 tells us, by His Spirit. By His Spirit. Yea, the deep things of God. Isn't that wonderful? The deep things. I'm thankful. My mother said when I was growing up, there was not a person that ever asked more questions. My brothers and sisters used to tease me. Mom, why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Why am I sucking oxygen? Well, then I had to learn too, you know what? Because God made it that way. Amen? Amen. But you know, I'm thankful to the Lord. How about you? I want to go deep. You want to go deep? I want Him to take me into the fullness of what He wants to take me into. It wasn't of me. He just gave me a heart. And He said, you know what, son? If you'll go with that heart that I gave you, I'll take you deep. If you'll yearn for that stuff, we're going to go deep. We're going to have a fun time, a wonderful time, a glorious time. I don't know if you've ever been in a good courtship, but a good courtship, it's not all serious all the time what the people think, and you're just looking into each other's eyes, goo-goo head. You know, you actually have fun. You get out there and you enjoy things together. And I enjoy my life with Jesus Christ. How about you? I live abundantly because He abundantly lives in me. And I'm so grateful to God for that. It is so marvelous. And every day it gets sweeter and every day it gets better. And why not? The much the more is the life that He's given us. Not just the much the more together with you, but the much the more together with Him. And realizing how fantastic it is to look into the face of Jesus Christ. What a day that is. What a wonderful day that is. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care what I'm doing. When I've got a song in this heart that by the grace of God He's given me, I wouldn't change that day for anything. Oh, yes. But by His Spirit, the agape love comes. Romans 5:5 tells us that the Holy Spirit takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our hearts. What do you think of that? Yeah. Need more love? Need more grace? Yeah, we all do. The love of God being shed abroad in our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit. To be full. The full of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, we're in a time that we need that in our lives. We can no longer go by feeling. We can no longer go by events. We cannot go by what I want to hear from somebody or what I want to see in somebody or anything like that. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. That's the life you live. God help us know who you are in Christ Jesus. The life that we live, brothers and sisters, is by faith. It's by faith in the Scriptures. It's by faith in the Word. And I'm glorying in God that those promises are, you know, they're there. And I'm seeing that they're there for me. Praise the Lord. I love you. I really do. And I know you love me. And God help us. We are going to make mistakes. We are in our lives going to come up short. And you know what? Your brothers and sisters in Christ are just as well too. Even that husband sitting next to you, or that wife, or that child, or that dad, or that mom. Don't let your faith be based upon that. Don't. Honeys, don't. You have a Father, and a faithful Father. And He's given you everything because He gave you His Son. Blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I'm so grateful to God for that. Just walking into that every Wednesday night, aren't we? See, you start the Scriptures with that every day. Lord, I've been blessed with all of this. It's all there for me. I don't need to plead with you to get it out of there. It's already there. I have it. Lord, just enlighten my eyes to see. Allow me to be humble enough to have a vision of what You want for my life. Quit letting me wrestle with this flesh and letting me let go into God and start living the grace and the glory life that He wants me to have and that He gave His Son for me to live. But brothers and sisters, when this love starts to be shed abroad in our heart, that's when we begin to speak truth and love to Him. That grows in our lives, brothers and sisters, that we grow up into Him to be the true worshiper that worships Him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. I love to please God. How about you? Amen. I love to know that my Father is pleased. As a young man, I'm thankful to God and I give Him all the glory. I grew up under a home where my mom and dad loved me and I knew it. And I can't really tell you why. But I wanted to please my folks. And I know it was just love. And I knew that the conviction of the Lord was very present in my life. He gave me a tender heart, but that just didn't get it. It was the realization of the love. The realization of the love that was in my home. And young people, I encourage you. I know you have somebody that loves you in your home. You do. It might not be a mom or dad. It might be an uncle and aunt. It might be a grandma or grandpa. I don't know what it is. But you're here today because somebody loves you. If you're a young person here today, somebody loved you enough to bring you to church. Let that cause your heart to will and to do of His good pleasure. It just happens, doesn't it? Now, how much more our Father, our Heavenly Father, who gave us His only begotten Son? What do you think of that, huh? We ready to please God? We ready to really live by faith? And to say, behold the Lamb in my life who has brought me the victory in Jesus? Oh my goodness, what we have, brothers and sisters. See, this is God's ecstasy when we get down and we really begin to worship Him. I appreciated an uncle of mine encouraging my heart many times throughout the service, the need for our worship to Him. Amen. He needs this worship. He covets this worship. He desires this worship from our lips, brothers and sisters. This is the good pleasure of His will. It's the worship and praise of His lover. Hallelujah. Do you see that? It's a worship and a praise of the lover. The praise and the glory of His grace. He has been anticipating this from ages past. Do you think when the Father got there with the Son and He said, oh, it's not good that man live alone. And He didn't have to elbow Jesus and say, I'm not just talking about Adam there, honey. I'm talking about you. This is going to be the beginning of the creation that's going to bring forth the bride. Could you imagine the excitement? Could you imagine the thrill and the joy the Father had in His heart at that moment? To look at His wonderful Son and to think, oh, you've completed everything, Son. You're going to fulfill and complete this. That blood that you're freely going to shed upon that cross, that grace that's going to pour forth, is going to enable a life and lives someday to come boldly to the throne of grace, to receive grace upon grace and grace for grace, and grow up into Him in all things and be ready to be offered the wife ready for His Son. That's your Christ. That's what God the Father set out for His Son. According to my will. I'm excited about being according to the will of God. I'm thankful that's being written in my heart. Hallelujah, us in Christ. It is real. It's right there. And God has placed it there for each one of His children. It is already there. God, wake us up to believe it. God, wake us up to live it. God, wake us up to cherish it. That it would never grow old. No, never grow old. Though a million times over, that story never grow old. God, renew my heart. If it's growing old at all today, renew my heart. Let me sing from the mountaintops, Jesus Christ, I want to marry You. From the very first time You proposed to my heart, I want to marry You, Lord. Huh? May the I love You's never grow old. There's a frost that's setting in on this old world right now, brothers and sisters. Yeah. It's coming into Christianity today. Yeah. By faith. He told you. He told you. He said, look for Me. When they say, where's your Christ? Where's He been? Look for Me. When you hear a war and rumors of war, when man's got all the plan and the pride is just running rampant, look for Me. Look for Me. When you really see it starting to all fall apart and nobody has the answer, and the world is starting to despair of its own life, like that dear brother told me in my office a couple days ago, raised by the Jesuits, in that seminary and all of that counsel and all of that, the Lord did visit him and he accepted Christ as Savior. He said, the only thing that I had a real hard time with was that rapture stuff. I believe that Jesus Christ came to die, and I believe that Jesus Christ shed His own blood, the Son of God, my remission of sin. Praise the Lord that I am redeemed. But He said that rapture. I never really understood that. Maybe just some fairy tale fluffy stuff. He says, as I see this world groaning now, we're going to need a new one. And I said, oh, you mean like a new heaven and a new earth? It's amazing how much studying we can do, and sometimes we really don't get the full counsel, huh? See, it has to be spiritually discerned, doesn't it? You cannot connect the dots. Only the love of God can connect those dots, and that's the Holy Spirit connecting them in your life. Know it. You could study it a million times over and not get one thing out of it. Without the love, it profits you nothing. 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 But here it is. And He said, oh, it's inevitable. Man's got to be saved from this place. Amen. It's evident that a rapture's got to occur. Amen. That's how faithful God is. But aren't you thankful you just believe in His Word? I'm coming, and I'm coming soon. I live by the grace of God, that life. I'm coming, and I'm coming soon. And I tell Him, well, it's hurried up. And He says, well, it's on my Father's time. But I want to see you even more than you want to see me, honey. But my Father's going to tell me someday quickly, oh, go get her, son. And I'm going to capture my bride away. Isn't that going to be a marvelous moment? I'm telling you, the groaning is happening, brothers and sisters. And He has been anticipating this from ages past to see the abundance of the love of God and of the grace to where a life, the Spirit itself, maketh intercession for her with groanings which cannot be uttered. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? You say, well, maybe I haven't experienced that very much in my life. You know what? Just get over yourself. It's the truth. It is the truth. Sisters and brothers alike, but specifically us brothers. Be a man of God. You know what a man of God can do? Anything but fail. Really. Because He works the power of His might. Did you see what I'm talking about? Christ in me. Christ in me. Hallelujah. He does anything but fail. You got to know that. It may have not had to be that way, but it had to be that way. Brothers and sisters, He can get it done. He will get it done. Amen. It is finished. TLEO, do you believe that? Right. I want to live the victory in Jesus. Amen. See, people always looking, oh, what are you saying? You never fail, brother? Sure, I fail every day. But He doesn't fail. And He's given me His life. Okay, smart aleck? So do you get it now? Somebody that's back there trying to be self-righteous? Go for it. I'm living by the grace of God. How about you? Huh? See, that's the power of His might. He's taking care of my sin. He doesn't remember it. And what He doesn't want to remember, I don't want to remember either. How about you? And what He wants me to think upon, don't you think I should think upon that? How easy could it be? You talk about an instructional. It's not just an instructional. He's already written it across our heart if we would just believe it. Did somebody become a child of God without having the new man come in? Huh? Come on now. We know this. All right, I'll get on with it. He foreshadowed this some 3,000 years ago, brothers and sisters. In the Song of Solomon, it says that the bridegroom spoke of her lips. Chapter 4, verse 3 in the Song of Solomon. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's a speech of love. There's a dialogue that Jesus Christ is yearning for. And not just a speaking of testimony or conversations even with one another. That's part of it. But I'm talking about with Jesus Christ Himself, the communion, the fellowship that He wants us to come in. You've heard me say about He's got a table set for two. And He does. It's for you and Him. And He yearns for that dialogue. He wants you to come into that Holy of Holies and come in there boldly. He's waiting for those words of faith and grace and love from you. It is the spiritual groanings of love. The confessions of a heart that are built over time, brothers and sisters. Your life wasn't wasted. No. It's not a waste. You have today. And God can take all of those experiences. Let me tell you something. All things work together for good to them that love Christ Jesus. They do. And I know it. I know it because He said it. I don't know it because I've memorized it. I know it because He said it. And I'm living that today. And I know. And I know. And I know. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ longs for this intimate fellowship with you. He does. He's waiting for it. I've heard my brother say many times, it's a love match. I remember the first time I heard that, I thought, well, what do you mean, like a competition? And no. It's two lives that have come together that they just can't help but speak words of love to one another. They just can't help it. It's so on their heart that the speech is comely, it's beautiful. That I can say to Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm so in love with You. I'm in love with You. I'm thankful for who and what You are to my life. I'm grateful to God that, as the Shulamite said, let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. And you know what He said back to her? He said, oh, Thou art fair, my love. All fair, my love. And then she said, my beloved is mine and I am His. And then He says to her, well, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. But you know, then she says, I am my beloved's. And His desire is toward me. Do you see what He wants to bring and build and have come out of this life? That wasn't just a soap opera written back then, brothers and sisters. That's Jesus Christ and His bride. That's the song of songs. There isn't a sweeter song than that song. That's what Christ wants in you, and you, and you, and in me. The words of love to flow. That says, Jesus, I'm so in love with You. Huh? I told you that story when I brought my wife home after we got married into that little rental place. And I thought I'd fixed it up just fine and dandy. I'm telling you, I brought in the word eclectic. Eclectic. It was ick. And she laughed and giggled. But she so loved me. She was home. Because we were together. And the words of love, nothing could stop that. And I'm thankful for every experience, brothers and sisters. I really am. Every single one. I got a pain in my body today that I can't even tell you how much it hurts. But I have a joy in my heart that's so far beyond, I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't change it for a moment. Because there's a groaning in my heart that only God has put there. That's saying, Jesus, I'm so in love with You. Jesus, I'm so in love with You. And brothers and sisters, I'm not the only one with an ache today. There's heartaches, there's body aches, there's family aches, there's lots of aches that are out there. And I know, but most importantly, He knows. Know that He knows. You're going to take it from the hand of the Lord? You're going to say, well, honey, This is what I've set before us to bring us to this table together. What do you think? Huh? Yeah. It's glorious. See, you thought you were eating something lean and something that didn't taste good, and all the time you were eating Chateaubriand. He brought out the lobster and you said, oh, I don't think that's what it is. Oh, yes, it is. You're going to try to pick your meal with him? Doesn't work. Remember the children of Israel, they tried to, didn't they? He gave them so much quail, it started coming out their nose. I don't want to be at the table eating with him like that. We'll wrap it up. Brothers and sisters, this is the sweetness that Christ Jesus has with her. With the mouth we confess unto salvation. Isn't that wonderful? By the grace of God, by the mouth we confess unto salvation. But with the lips of grace we confess our love to Him. The lips of grace. I love that. That's the worshiper. And that word worship, I want you to always remember this. He's looking for that true worshiper, isn't he? He's searching for that true worshiper. And the worshiper is the one who draws nigh in fervent love is to kiss Him. Drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss Him, brothers and sisters. And in that sweet story of Esther, who ravished Him just standing there, without saying a word, He looked at her and He said, you know what, honey? It's all yours. You've just ravished my heart. It's all yours. But it did not stop there, did it? He wanted to hear from her. He asked her a question. He wanted to hear the sweet, comely speech from her lips. And Jesus Christ is waiting to hear the sweet, comely speech from your lips. He is. He's anticipating that moment. And He's come to each and every one of us the same way. He has. Do you realize what the Holy Spirit has done in your life? The beauty of the Lord that stands before Him, and He is ravished. And all He's looking for are just two wondrous words. I do. I do. Because He's saying the same thing to you as He's saying to me. Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Oh, I do. I will. I want to. I will go. It's all part of the same, brothers and sisters. Jesus, I'm so in love with You. As you go today, there might be some sitting here thinking, well, that sounds all good. Maybe sounds a little bit mushy or gooey. All I can say to you is, I pray that Jesus, I'm so in love with You, with something that would never be mushy or gooey to your life. That it would be the greatest thrill that would ever come through your mouth. To be able to say, Jesus, I'm so in love with You. And I leave you with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also, that love His appearing. Written by Brother Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. The one who was chosen and called to bring forth the mystery of His will, that Christ Jesus will have a bride. He's talking here in this verse about His reward, the crown of righteousness. The bridal ring won. And to all them also that love His appearing, that love His appearance, that love His face. Jesus, I'm so in love with You. What do you think? Jesus, I'm so in love with You. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You, we praise You. Lord, it's an intimate time. God, we just commit this to You. And Lord, I just ask that in each and every life here today that You would work this agape love, this divine love, this love that truly loves Your appearing. Not just trying to get through this old world, but Lord, a life that would live the joy unspeakable and full of glory. A bride that's looking to her wedding, that's loving that day, that's realizing that all of the things that are necessary to get ready, all of the preparation, Lord, and yes, it can be strenuous, but in that magnificent glory, Lord, You said and promised, it's but a light affliction. Lord, help us to tend upon that without distraction. Help us to be ready for the better thing. Build it in our lives. Make it real. Visit us greatly. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.